This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Cartoon characters Lucy and Charlie Brown are one day deep in conversation about the ups and downs of life. Well, Lucy's working very hard to explain herself as Charlie Brown tries to soothe her feelings of frustration. She was getting a bit angry here. "You don't understand," she yells at him. "I just want the ups and the upper ups." She didn't want the downs of life. Well, don't we all? We prefer to have a smooth ride through life without all those down moments. Unfortunately, as much as we'd like it, life is not like that. So what are some of the issues in your life that cause you to be down or unhappy? It could be one of many things, couldn't it? Like family problems, it could be anger, grief, or the attitude of other people that get you down, or the trials of life that you might be going through. Well, the bad news is that no one is exempt from difficulties of some kind. Trouble or sorrow, they will strike, probably when we least expect it. But there is some good news. The Christian faith helps us to see that we can stay on track and be happy even when we feel down. And I think a good question to ask today is, what is driving your life right now? It's true, everyone's driven by something now. Some people are driven by a crisis in their lives, others driven by their work, others are driven by some awful memory of the past or a fear in their lives that won't go away. And one issue that many have is the problem of guilt, and they spend their lives running from guilt, hiding their shame. In other words, what's happening here is that the past controls their lives, and as a result, they live their lives without any purpose. And I think that's a great pity. But I want to say today that God has a purpose for your life regardless of the past. And you may limit your future because of some mistake or sin in the past, but God doesn't hold that against you. In the Bible, you can read about people like Moses. Now, Moses actually murdered a man, and yet God turned Moses into a tremendous leader. He was a great man. It's amazing to know that God has a special thing in giving people a fresh start. For example, in Psalm 32, we read these words, "What happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven. What joy is when sins are covered over, and what relief for those who've confessed their sins and God has cleansed their record." That's Psalm 32, 1 and 2. And I have a feeling that anger and resentment actually drive many people. They might hold on to things that hurt them in the past, and instead of releasing their pain through forgiveness, they let those hurts simmer in their mind. And this is really not an emotionally healthy thing to do, because nothing can change your past. Hanging on to that doesn't really do you any good. In Job 5 verse 2 we read, "To worry yourself with resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do." And that's really good advice. Maybe fear drives you. You might have had some traumatic experience that haunts you, or the need for other people's approval, trying to live up to the expectation perhaps of your parents, your children, friends or teachers. Well, that too can control your life and can rob you of joy. One of the surest roads of failure is trying to please everyone. It just doesn't work. So the question is, how do you keep your life on track? How do you stop running into a dead-end street, so to speak? Well, I think the answer is very simple. It is, you need to discover God's purpose for your life. It's not an easy exercise. It might take a lifetime, in fact, but it's worth the effort to try and understand that God has created you for a definite purpose. So you are not an accident. Have you ever asked this question? What on earth am I here for? Is there some reason I was born? Is there some mission that I can be part of? Well, yes. The answer is yes. You need to discover what it is. When God created the world, He actually had you in mind. And that's a wonderful, it's an awesome thought. You matter to God, and the impact of your life will go on long after you've died. So it's entering into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and life suddenly takes on a divine meaning. And that means, of course, that Jesus becomes a personal Savior, and Jesus helps us to discover our purpose in life. So I think we don't want to get to the end of life and say, well, what was all that about? We need to place our hands in the hands of Jesus, and that would be a great thing to do. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank You today that in Jesus is new life. We thank You for freedom that comes, an opportunity to keep our lives on track. Thank You that Your peace and joy are part of everyday life. Amen.